Welcome to the Moving Canine Podcast. I am Mari Valgma, and before we get started with the super exciting topics that I've got planned for you, I'd like to introduce myself briefly and give you a short overview of what this podcast will be about. I am a certified professional canine fitness trainer, and since 2017, I've taught in-person canine fitness classes in Estonia to more than 300 students. And since the summer of 2020, I also started teaching online courses in English. There are areas in canine fitness training that are quite widely discussed, like strength training and endurance training. However, there are some areas that are often mentioned, but not very often discussed, and even more rarely you can find exercises on these areas. These are, for example, coordination training or training movement skills. We often tend to assume that if our dogs can jump and can run, then they are already doing it with good technique, that they have good movement skills and good coordination. But that is actually not always the case. Actually, in most times, that's not the case. It comes out that moving well is a skill, and if it's not trained, then the movement is not as good as it potentially could be. Human athletes actually spend most of their training time working on coordination and general motor skills. And this is what this podcast will be largely about. We won't discuss strength training or endurance training, but rather focus on coordination skills and movement skills and discuss how can we improve our dog's performance by improving these skills and how can we make their life safer, less prone to injuries during sports. And we will also look at some of the very unexpected angles in fitness training. One of them being arousal state. How does our dog's arousal state affect their ability to learn physical skills, fitness skills? And also, how does our own training affect our dogs? It comes out that it has quite a large impact on how our dogs are able to learn physical skills during training. These are just a few of the rabbit holes we will be exploring in this podcast. It will be a journey discovering how movement skills affect our dog's performance and how we as dog trainers affect our dog's movement skills. I hope you are as excited about these topics as I am, and I look forward to our journey together. I'm planning to post short weekly episodes, and while you wait for the next one, go and check out the online resources. Look up the Facebook group Movement Puzzles for Dogs and join us in quite amazing and engaging conversations. Or check out my Instagram profile as Movement Puzzles. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you are as excited about these topics and the movement element of training as I am. I really look forward to our journey together. Happy training!